You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yo, what up, Jaguar fans? It's your man Tony Wiggins here with Locked On Jaguars on a Friday, a good Friday morning to you. Happy weekend to everyone else on this glorious and beautiful day here in North Florida. You can subscribe to Locked On Jaguars wherever you get your podcasts. And it's your team every day, and we do this every day. Let's get right to it. Urban Meyer met with the media this morning virtually and had a press conference to talk about free agency additions and the workings of what happened this week with the Jaguars. And tongue-in-cheek, I told you so. And what I mean by I told you so is this. They didn't get some of the guys that they wanted. And Urban learned, this is like the second or third time he's learned that the NFL is a different animal than college. To paraphrase him, one of the things that he figured out was it never got to the point where his recruiting could help. Yeah. Guys want to get paid. All of that other stuff doesn't matter. In the NFL, you let people know how you feel about them by the money that you offer them. They're professionals. They're grown men with families. This is totally different from all of that other stuff. Now, all of that other stuff is relative, and well, it matters when the money's the same. If the money's the same, they're going to go to the organization that offers the best of all of the other stuff. If the money's not the same, they're going to take the money. Bottom line. Unless it comes down to just like an immediate chance to win and stuff like that. But the bottom line is he's learning that what works in college, some of that stuff is not applicable. Growing up in the inner city, we used to say, you know, some of these guys that are doing some of these things that they shouldn't be doing, they could take some of the same business acumen that they have and apply it in the real world. And I always used to tell people that's partially true. Some of those things are supply and demand and all of that stuff is true. But there's a lot of that stuff you have to leave behind. It's the same thing in this situation. There are a lot of variables in college football and the NFL that are the same. Those are the things that I argue on behalf of Urban Meyer for when people say he can't make this transition. I think he can make the transition, and I don't think you have to go all the way back to Jimmy Johnson to talk about it. You saw Pete Carroll do it when he left USC, and you saw Jim Harbaugh do it when he left Stanford. Urban is more like those guys than he is, say, a Chip Kelly. Because Chip Kelly depended on tempo and all of that stuff. These guys don't worry about that kind of stuff. These guys are nuts and bolts football coaches that are detail-oriented. And Urban's that way. That's why I think he could be successful. But a lot of the things that also made him successful and separated him in college do not matter in the NFL. Guys are going to be able to train and get facilities wherever they go. It's still good for you to have good facilities because you're supposed to. Guys are going to be able to, you know, have nutritionists and get training, hot, top-notch training, top-notch doctors, top-notch people that can help them take care of their body and physical training. They want you to give them the resources to be able to get that stuff. They are way beyond, you know, somebody telling them something nice and not backing it up on paper. And he figured it out. Something that he said this morning, too, was that he just doesn't think it's good business that you sign free agents without getting a chance to meet them. All right, so I tell you what, don't. Don't sign free agents in the early signing period. Let's see how it works for you. It won't. That's why he has to understand this. You got to get used to the way of doing business here and not cop. All of these coaches are signing guys that they don't get a chance to meet. So whether you think it's good business or not doesn't matter. It's the game. It's the rules. I don't know if Belichick ever meet Jonnu Smith? Maybe he met him in the evaluation process years ago. Maybe. I know Matthew Judon, they said Belichick had a one-on-one workout with him years ago when he was in college. Didn't get a chance to draft him. And this is why I say, when folks ask me, why would Urban Meyer talk to Zach Wilson or why, if a team is fortified at one position, why do you do eval at that position? Why are you going to this workout, and why are you working this guy? This is why. This is what Urban's talking about. Because you during that period, you're collecting data. You never know when you're going to run into that player again. That guy might, somebody might offer that guy to you in a trade 2 years from now. And you ain't got to go back and do your homework. You already did it. You remember him. This is the game. So we can complain about it. We can say we don't like it, but this is the game. It's the second time now with the trainer or you know, the director of performance or whatever. And now this is another time where you realize this is not what that was. And I'm wondering, you know, if it doesn't mean that, you know, you don't need to have sunshine and rainbows. You need to. It's good that he's so transparent that he's telling you guys, look, I had to make an adjustment. I like the fact that he's doing that, because what it does for me is this. It tells me that he's not as arrogant as most people say he is, because you know what he's saying? He's saying, I have to change it on the fly. I thought I could do this, and I can't. And I think that's a good thing, because there were some people that thought he's arrogant, he's aloof, he wants it, and when he doesn't get his way, he's going to do. No, he adjusted. He wasn't getting his way on day one. He adjusted on day two. And now I think they have one of the top defensive lines in the league. They did real good in that area, and we're going to talk about that in segment two. We're going to talk about the defensive line and what type of impact that could really, really have. And I'm not going to give it away, because I was just about to do it, but I had to stop myself. But what type of impact that could have on this team and what that looks like. Segment three, we're going to talk about these weapons, the things that we know that he has but that he's going to get some more of, and how that's going to help Trevor Lawrence. So, yeah, it's a Friday, and, you know, it's not an angry day, even though somebody already accused me of being a Debbie Downer, and I'm not. But I want you, if you need to do something, I'm not going to even play the clip. Go back and listen to what I said Tuesday. I told you they missed on guys. I told you they offered guys, and I told, and he admitted it. He admitted it. They went after some people, and they didn't get them. They didn't get them because he thought he could get to the point where he had a chance to recruit them. And all of that stuff didn't matter. It was just about the money. God said, pay me. Pay me. That's it. I don't want to hear any. You want to show me you care about me? Put them dollars on that piece of paper and let me see what you're talking about. Because in the NFL, guys feel like their film speaks for itself. My character and my football character is displayed in what you see on tape. Because what you see on tape is a representative of what I've been doing all week. The tape is game stuff. That's fun. But I can't have that fun unless I work hard. So the evidence that I work hard is what you see. The evidence of my approach and how serious I take it is what you see on tape. Because I can't put that tape out against those guys under those lights unless I did behind the scenes what I was supposed to do. That's it. Period, point blank, end of discussion. That's how it works in the NFL. Coach came out and basically admitted it. Ain't nothing wrong with him admitting they got to retool some stuff. Absolutely nothing wrong with them admitting that. All right, man, so we'll come back in segment two and talk about this defensive line and what it means for the Jaguars moving forward with this season. We'll do it on a Friday edition of Locked On Jaguars. Got to tell you about BetOnline, though, man. BetOnline.ag is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. And BetOnline even covers awards. TV shows, reality TV, all of that stuff. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered. For all the news, scores, and odds, it's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. I'm going to give you a promo code that's locked on. What does that get you? Well, if you head over to the website and you can use your mobile device to sign up, do it today and receive 50% off your welcome bonus when you use that promo code, which is locked on. You'll get that on your first deposit. 50% off. Or 50% of a welcome bonus on your first deposit when you sign up today with BetOnline.ag. The promo code is locked on, and BetOnline is your online sports book experts. All right, man, Locked On Today is a great podcast. Get all the sports you need in under 20 minutes with Locked On Today as a podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get podcasts. That's right. Peter's my man, and he gives it to you too every single day. One good thing that did come out is a lot of good things that came out of free agency. The team did regroup and they got better. One place where they got significantly better is the defensive line. They got big, they got nasty, they got versatile, they got guys that can be multiple. You're going to see a rotation of guys. This is exactly what they needed. I've been wanting them to do this, and I thought they kind of did it last offseason when they went and got Al Woods and Rodney Gunther. Gunner, of course, unfortunately, we never got a chance to see him play, but he's one of those guys that's just like the guys that we have now. Can play multiple positions, three technique, nose guard, five technique, could do anything, go up and down the line. It was very active. But I really, really do like what they did. I like what they did. I like the kid from Chicago a lot. He's a big, strong, quick, twitchy guy. And I don't know if the way that they play defense, if they're going to require him like he has to be great all day. He just has to be great when he's in the game. It looks like what they're going to do is mostly three-man fronts, maybe sometimes four-man fronts that they put Josh down. And they're just going to have this rotation of big bodies. And this is the one thing teams are going to not be able to do that they were able to do in the past, and this part is over. You're not just going to run the ball on the Jaguars all day. You are not going to run the ball on the Jaguars all day as if it's just sweet. And that's, to me, that helps this team so much, because now you put the ball back into the hands of Trevor Lawrence. And now you create an opportunity for turnovers, because now your down and distance situation changes. Now when teams know they can't run, they have to pass. And generally when teams pass, that's when you're more and more likely to create them making a mistake. One, because your defensive backs can make a play. Two, because they might just make a bad throw. Three, your pass rushers have a chance to get home. And even if they don't get the sack, they can rush the throw. And that rush throw could lead to an incompletion, which is great, or a turnover. Four, batted balls. Anytime that ball is in the air, it's just something you hold your breath because you don't know what's going to happen. It creates an opportunity for you to make something happen. And to me, pass plays start out with the ball going backwards. Running plays start out the ball basically going forward. So the defense is always at an advantage when the team has to pass more, because every single play starts with the ball 5 to 7 yards behind where the offense started out before the play began. I just think that stopping the run is critical. It makes the offense more predictable. It makes them more dependent on one thing, which then as a defense gives you a chance to really control the game instead of just being at the mercy of the offense. I think it's tremendous that they did it. I think how they did it was great. I knew that they could do it more than one way. You could sign one guy and then supplement it with another dude, or you could do it the way that they did it. And I like the way that they did it. But I knew that they had to do it in free agency, because in the draft, there's just not a lot there. I mean, Christian Barmore's there, but now his stock has probably gone up, because anybody who didn't get a lineman, they're probably going to want to see him. And they're probably going to want to see him before pick number 20. They're probably going to want to see him before pick number 20. This also helps Miles Jack. This helps him just be able to run like the wind to the ball and knock the snot out of people. This helps him play like Devin White, Levante David in Tampa. See ball, hit ball. You keep those big guys off of him and Joe Schober, and let those guys do what they do. Find the play, make the play. I really do think I'm going to make a declaration and a proclamation right now. Miles Jack's going to be a first-team All-Pro this year. You heard it here first. Miles Jack will be a first-team All-Pro this year. Yep, I really do. I think he turned the corner last year, and I think this year he's going to be even much better. I think he would have got the recognition last year if the team would have won more. So, Miles Jack's going to be much better this year. I want to talk about some weapons, man, because Urban admitted that they still need to add a pass catching tight end, and they're going to still touch up receiver. They're still going to get some receivers and touch that position up in the draft. I'm going to talk about that in our third and final segment here on a Friday, and I'll do it in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. We've been telling you about the Built Bar and the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now, and that's what it is. Built Bar is the amazing low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, amazing-tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. I got my churros yesterday, my puffy churro. Man, that thing is so good. It's not between that one and the new peanut butter crisp, it is off the chain. You need to go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off of your next order. Listen, it's also March, so it's Built Bar Madness. They have a matchup today. You need to go to BuiltBar.com or at @bar_built on Twitter and look at the matchups. They have a bracket, and we're going to find out who everyone believes or thinks the best Built Bar is. I have my choice. I won't tell you who it is right now, but I'll be honest and transparent with you, and I'll tell you the truth. If my favorite one wins, I'm gonna tell you if I was right or wrong. So go to BuiltBar.com, participate in the Built Bar Madness, and then order your Built Bars by using LOCKED15 as the promo code and get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. All right, folks, it is Friday, and I'm looking for the best bets heading to the Sunday's NFL, or I'm sorry, any action, any NBA action, NFL action isn't going on, any NBA action or any bracket action, you need to check in with your boy Q and Christopher Carter, because they're going to give you everything on Locked On NFL Friday. They're going to tell you all of the information about betting on these weekend's games, and they're going to preview everything this weekend that's going on Locked On NFL. You can tune in and find out about all the information about free agents, all the information about anything that's going on in the sports world also. They're going to give you all the information you need on Locked On NFL. These two dudes are the truth, man. These two dudes are the truth. These are my brothers from another mother, and they do a real good job hosting on a Friday on Locked On NFL. Weapons. I'm a little bit confused because Urban Meyer, they need another wide receiver. But when you look at the roster, the way it's constructed, they actually have – they have six guys. He talked about Philip Dorsett today. He really likes him, so I can imagine Philip Dorsett. He loves Laviska Shenault, loves DJ Chark. He didn't mention Colin Johnson very much. So, I won't read anything into that, but he wants to add receiver. He wants to add more at the wide receiver position. And this looks like Rondale Moore to me or Kadarius Toney. This is what it looks like. It looks like if I had to take a wild guess, I'd say at 25, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be Rondale Moore. It's going to be Kadarius Toney. It's going to be someone like that. At the tight end position, they need to add a pass catcher. It's. I think Freiermuth. See, a lot of people look at Freiermuth and assume that he's not a pass catcher or a move guy because he's not built like that. He actually is. There's a lot of questions about him. Even though he played in the Big Ten and at Penn State, there's a lot of questions about him as a blocker. Folks wonder if he can block, if he's an inline blocker. So, but when I watch his tape, he's a pass catcher. Now, he ain't like the greatest athlete in the world, but neither is like some of the guys that are catching passes in the league now. They're not like the greatest athletes in the world, but they just know how to get open, right? So his old coach at Penn State, if you're going to stand on the table for somebody, you stand on the table for your old dude. So Freiermuth might be the guy. Brevin Jordan is the other guy who's built like Jonnu Smith, who's built like the late Aaron Hernandez, a guy that Urban was familiar with, who with that body type. So Brevin Jordan from Miami, and Brevin actually can block. Even though he, you know, runs at about 240, 245, and he's about 6'1", and a half, 6'2", he actually can block. But if there were two guys that were twins and clones of each other, it's Brevin Jordan and Jonnu Smith. They're kind of built pretty much the same. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's the direction that they went early to go ahead and address that position. They have three second round picks and two firsts and an early third. Wide receiver after, of course, after Trevor, because you have to get this guy weapons. After, what about Trevor's teammate up at Clemson, who folks wondered how fast he was? T. Martin's son. They wondered how fast he was, and then the kid goes out and runs like a 4.4. And he's probably a little bit more dynamic than people think. Could that be an option? It's going to be one of those dudes, though, but whoever's going to be is going to be somebody fast. Whoever's going to be is going to be a burner. Whoever the tight end is going to be, is going to be somebody who can be dynamic and catch passes, who can challenge the seam of a defense, who can put linebackers at a disadvantage. I think they addressed the interior offensive line also early. It's going to be best player available, but I still think they do that. And then I think they also, is a shot that they touch nickel. They have four corners. Urban likes them all. Teams sometimes keep five. I'm wondering if Asante Samuel's around there, if they touch that and add a little bit more dog to that defensive backfield. Jags have a lot of options, man. They have a lot of options. So while I may not be the biggest sunshine and rainbows guy, I will always be honest with you guys. I didn't like some of the things that they did and the way it happened. Obviously, Urban didn't either. He told you that. So it's not about patting myself on the back or being right, but it's just like, I'm just going to keep it real with you every single day. I'm not going to sit here and try to sugarcoat stuff with you. And then, you know, say everything's going good because I think they think it's going good or because I think that's what you want to hear. And then when they say things didn't quite go my way, then I'll just say, okay, things didn't quite go their way. I'll switch up and say that. No, I'm going to be first. I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel, and I'm going to use whatever they say and however they say it, and then the result, and then I'm going to come up with it. And then, you know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But if I'm right, I'm right. And in this situation, I was right. Don't shoot the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. That's all I'm telling you. But it is Friday. This is Locked On Jaguars. It's your team every day. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcast on every platform. I want you guys to have a good weekend. Have a good weekend and continue to take care of each other. And keep your enthusiasm up, man. It's all good. Season tickets about to be distributed, going out, getting put on sale. And folks are, you know, really, really excited about the season. Some nationally televised games and tailgating and all of that stuff, man. We're going to have a blast. This is going to be fun for all of us and everyone involved. And Locked On Jaguars is going to be right there to participate with you guys. You guys hang tough, man. Take care. Continue to take care of each other. And we'll see you Monday.